This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Apex 2025. Wow, I can't believe we're here. Where did the year go? I'd like to know. We've got some incredible episodes that we're going to be recording for you here while at Apex. And we really want to thank so much to Dan Vance and Shop Dog Marketing for sponsoring us here. You know, car counts are like ice cream, Dan says. Sweeten your revenue with Shop Dog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI, yes, AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on the chance to boost your business. Download it now, shopdogmarketing.com. Thank you, Dan. We are here. And again, thanks to our traditional sponsors, of which even Shop Dog Marketing is, but Napa Trax, Today's Class, Kukui, and Pit Crew Loyalty.
Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com.
Ready to optimize with today's class? Boy, listen to an episode we did with David Boies. Great program. Roll out a training plan for your automotive shop. In just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Join your peers at todaysclass.com.
Shop owners, stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Kukui's integrated platform, they deliver 4 times better website conversions, automated follow-up, and real-time ROI tracking. Get industry-leading customer support with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You're probably tired of chasing new customers who never return. We understand. Pit Crew Loyalty ends the one-and-done cycle, turning first visits into lasting, reliable revenue. On the web at PitCrewLoyalty.com.
I'm here with two really incredible people. Can't wait to introduce. Well, I think you've seen Dave Johnson on my show before. President of ASE. Hi, Dave.
Well, hi, Carm. Good to be here again.
It's great. We're starting this episode late, and it's because we're having too much fun talking about stuff. I also have Tom Palermo. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Carm. Pleasure to be here.
The winner of the Apex 2025 Shop of the Year.
Thank you very much.
What did Dad say about that?
He thinks it's great. It was a surprise. Came out of nowhere. So, yeah.
Anyway, this is how we kind of work around here, just to let you know. Dave was scheduled to be here. He was here on time, and Tom was in the room, and we're going to talk this whole thing about ASE. Dave says, come on, Tom, join us.
I dragged him in. It's my fault.
What the hell? But
listen, happy to do it.
I know you're a big believer in ASE, Tom, yeah. And of course, there's a lot going on with ASE. How long have you been president now?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Is it rolling the way you want to get it rolling?
It is. Not as fast as I'd like it to be, but you know, any of us, I'm sure Tom's the same way with all he's doing with his shop and his business. You're always looking to do more. But no, directionally, I like where we're going.
Cool.
Tom's on the board, right? And so if Tom's happy, I'm happy. Tom, are we?
I'm a happy guy, Dave.
Okay.
Dave's doing a fantastic job.
At least today.
It's amazing how much is getting done in the past.
Well, thank you guys for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, right.
Episode over.
See you later.
Nothing more than.
Oh, we still have work to do.
What is going on in your booth? I saw him yesterday and he goes, we were trying to get the beast. Now, maybe that's a little clue as to what's going on.
Yes, the beast. And I think as many know, the beast is code language for the presidential limousine. And the plan was to have it here. But as you can imagine, with everything going on with government right now and with the president, and they're everywhere. And so just wasn't able to work that one out. So U.S. Secret Service were kind enough to join us at the show to promote careers within the U.S. Secret Service, particularly as technicians and service professionals, which is pretty cool. So what they did then is they, with their field office, they brought some vehicles in from the Las Vegas area, got those on display. They're gorgeous. They are armored vehicles. Those things are heavy. I got to open one of the doors. Feels like you're pushing about 200 pounds, wow, which is probably about right, just on a door.
Amazing stuff.
It is amazing stuff. They brought some of their crack team in from DC to set it all up, to run it, to manage it. It's their baby. And we're just glad that they asked us to join. The reason though, you know, it's like, well, why with ASE? Well, they require ASE certification just to be able to have a job with them in the maintenance area. I joke about this a little bit, but it is kind of true. I say, what's cool about that, if I was 30 years younger, I'd be wanting this, because I don't know of too many jobs where you get to hold a wrench in one hand and a firearm in the other. Literally, you can do that.
I'll sign up.
Yeah, right?
And, that'd be cool.
And,
bang, bang.
You know, so I'm halfway there.
You can work your way into doing both. Yeah, right?
That's funny.
You're halfway there.
I'm halfway there. I got the AC cert.
Really funny.
I've aged out a bit, so I'm out. So as we understood that, and they've had struggles in the past of recruiting people that are qualified, and so we're just working together to try to help them with their recruiting efforts for opportunities.
That's
because
excellent.
You can imagine, I'm sure they get lots of submissions, but it's a pretty select group that you're going to work for. And so they can't just take anybody, and ASE certifications is part of that. We're proud of that. And I keep thinking, well, hey, if it's good enough for the president's car, might ought to be good enough for the consumer's car
the
as well.
The entire industry to see maybe and or respect that. What are they doing for continuing education?
As far as
they have specialists working on these vehicles in their garages,
yes.
And that's why they want the ASE thing. Where are they continuing to educate?
So they contract with different contractors
okay.
that they bring in. I don't know exactly who that is. I'll have to check that
I'm
out.
Just curious.
Maybe they won't tell me. But
you know how hard we work.
But and I know they work with the OEMs and all that. So GM to a large extent
maybe.
Today.
Okay, I see.
So yes, they do a lot with GM.
All right,
but. There are others as well. I know that they
I see.
Do
so they may be going back to the manufacturer for training.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, these vehicles are a bit specialized, as you can imagine, especially the Beast.
I'm sure the upfitters get involved.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yeah. So you got upfitters involved as well.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cool. But the thing that just always struck me was it blew me away, and it probably shouldn't have. It's just they are absolutely, there's no exception.
Is your booth down here at Joe's Garage or is it upstairs?
We're downstairs. So we're not too far from here. In fact, the entrance to Joe's Garage, people come through.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be hard to miss.
I did see them coming in today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those.
So just as you come into that entrance, kind of hang to the left a little bit.
Those are those black vehicles, weren't they?
Black Suburbans.
Always. Damn.
Very cool.
It's a big ass car.
Come see.
You guys have been doing some surveying.
Yes.
What's going on? I mean, what are you learning?
Well, we've learned a lot. You know, we went and did the industry survey on task lists, and we did that. Use that to adjust the focus of questions in the task to make sure we're reflecting what's actually going on out there.
Right. Right.
You may recall that we talked about there's things that we think you ought to know. I'm going to throw Tom into this with me because I think he'll feel the same way. As an example, engine overhaul and the ability to accurately measure cylinder bore. For us guys, we'd like, that's a no-brainer. Everyone should know how to do that. And there are questions on the test around those types of things around rebuilding the engine. But as we did the survey, we've learned that sure enough, there's not as much engine rebuilding going on or engine repair getting into the guts of it like there used to be. We need to recognize that. That doesn't mean that your ability to measure the bore of a cylinder isn't still important. Those are fundamentals that we believe you still need to know, and that's what our subject matter experts say we need to have. But you also would balance that with the reality of not many people are doing it. So we adjusted the questions in terms of the number of questions around some of those areas, and that's coming out now.
Do you think, Tom, that that could be a specialty someday, engine work?
Well, that's kind of funny because we had the machinist test before and that got discontinued years ago. But the surveys have been pretty powerful. And I could tell you, I was actually at a business development group meeting just last week because there were some people that had some questions about ASE and what they can do to either renew their certifications or get certified. And one of the reasons that they were asking these questions was they saw the surveys. I haven't talked to you about this yet, Dave. But I think the technicians are starting to see that, hey, ASE is paying attention. They want to know what's going on out in the bay every day. And they want to know what I'm doing so that they can adjust the test accordingly. And I think that's powerful because I think that's the first time that's ever really happened. So kudos to ASE for doing that. But you're right, out on the shop floor, to use the engine repair example, we're not measuring installed valve spring height or, you know, anything like that. It's those kind of items tend to be replaced, you know, the whole engine or cylinder head. So the surveys have been super powerful and it's getting noticed. And I think technicians, they appreciate it.
Guys, let's jump into the whole thing about how the consumer just doesn't have or see the value in ASE because we haven't championed it as an industry, or maybe we're still waiting for ASE to go on top of the mountain and say, you know, you have to have this. But I remember having a friend go to do an MRI. And he wanted to be sure the certificates were up on the wall before he went in.
Ain't that interesting?
That is interesting. And, you know, it's interesting that we've been having this conversation with Tom on the board as well. When I came into this, I said, ASC just needs a few million dollars and we'll go do some Super Bowl ads. And we're going to fix that awareness issue with the consumers.
That was the first question that came up at that BDG meeting I was at was, why doesn't ASC advertise more? And I use the same example. It's funny you're saying that. I said, you know, Super Bowl ads tend to be a little pricey.
So yeah, I would say that would be a poor choice of money.
Yeah.
So they laughed at me. And so we've been using, I think it was the guerrilla tactics with social media. And we've done streaming television. So we have some ads out there. We still have a long way to go. And I lay it at our own feet. Yes, we do want the industry to promote this and say it's important, but it starts with ASE, right? That's what we were chartered to do. And
why so we're working on that. You just hit me over the head. Why shouldn't there be a little mini streaming YouTube link? Why shouldn't there be an ongoing ASE reason why to look for the certifications? You see, listen, they go to your shop and they go into your homepage, but somewhere down there, there needs to be an ASE reasoning at 30-second bam. Do you have something like that he could do that with?
Well, yeah, actually, that's some of the things we're working on. Some, I think it was an ad spot with, we'll say, bumpers that Tom can put on for his own shop that others can do. And so we're doing that, but we're just getting started. So the opportunity is there.
I think that it kind of falls on us too as shop owners to make sure we're educating the consumer about why they want to go to a shop that has ASE certified technicians. There's a through things like the bumpers that he's talking about, we have on our menu boards running on a loop. So while they're, if they are waiting for their car to be repaired, they can see it. When they sit in my waiting room, I have everybody's ASEs out on the walls. That has sparked a lot of conversations. There have been people that have come to me or my service advisor and said, hey, what are all these? It's great you're certified, but can you tell me more about it? And it gives us an opportunity to educate the consumer, you know, through word of mouth, you know, organically, that will spread.
My friend Brett Beechler's place in Peoria a couple of weeks ago, and I walk in and he's got these, if you will, picture frames, but there's the ASE, there's the picture of the specialist, because that's, he's relanguaged his shop and all of their certifications. Liz Perkins came in here. We were talking with Liz here in Keith Perkins' shop, and she shows me all of the certifications up on the wall. So that proud moment that many of our shop owners are into. Why aren't we doing this more, Tom? I mean, just think of the top 20% of the top shops in the U.S. They're still not playing in that sandbox. Come on, guys. Wake up. Let's start doing this.
I think people are starting to get on board a little bit more. If you do any fleet work, there's a lot of fleet customers that require you to have ASE certified technicians in order to service their vehicles. If you go for any government contracts, a lot of the time there's requirement for either a certain percentage to be ASE certified or a certain level of certification. Even in Pennsylvania, the enhanced inspection program, added not the state inspection, but the enhanced inspection, which is for taking a reconstructed a vehicle that has a salvaged title and converting it to a reconstructed title. They now require that you have an ASE certification. So I think the word is starting to spread and things are starting to happen.
And I think to your point, Tom, ASE has responsibility there. Again, it's a bit of a self-reinforcing cycle, right? If ASE is presenting and just reminding, it's not like ASE in and of itself brings us great value. It's a symbol of something. So for instance, reminding people that ASE certified techs, based on what we've seen, right? We have some studies and it doesn't mean everyone's results are the same, but things like one major study where 40% better productivity certified versus non-certified. That means something to Tom as a shop owner, right? 100%. But then the next part means something to Tom and the customer, which is 60% fewer comebacks. That's great for everybody.
It is.
And then when you look at attrition, again, back to the shop owner, and to me, it means something for the tech. It says something about them, 30% less attrition. And so how do you help remind people of that? And that's why I say Dave Johnson didn't do this or ASE. It's a reflection of the individual and what they're striving to do and to be.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Napa Trax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Strengthen your shop's entire team with today's class. Everyone from technicians to service advisors can access impactful training on their phones in just 5 minutes a day. Opt for solo sessions or ignite friendly competition, challenging team members to climb the leaderboard for the highest score. Our effective daily training ensures measurable progress, helping you develop your team. Train smarter, not harder, with today's class and transform your shop and your people. Start seeing results today at todaysclass.com. Shop owners, we know you are overwhelmed with a flood of missed calls, empty bays, and disconnected marketing tools. Kukui has spent over a decade building one integrated platform for auto repair shops. One login, one dashboard, and mobile-first websites that convert 4 times industry average. Smart, innovative CRM with automated follow-up, 24/7 online booking, and real-time ROI tracking. With 900-plus years of combined team experience, we fuel the growth of 2,200-plus shops and have influenced $3 billion in revenue. Stop working harder. Start working smarter. Get industry-leading customer support and book a demo with Kukui. That's KUKUI.com. You know, most shop owners feel trapped, spending on ads while half their first-time customers never come back. It's frustrating. It's exhausting. And it's not your fault. The industry average is 54% one and dones. We understand how discouraging that can be. Well, Pit Crew Loyalty changes the story. Our clients cut that rate by up to 38%, raising lifetime value by more than 50%. Loyalty members visit nearly 3 times more often, creating predictable revenue without extra ad spend. Pit Crew Loyalty, where customers stay and shops thrive. On the web at pitcrewloyalty.com.
Think about ASE as a talking point from a service advisor to a client. What just hit me so hard was we almost need to corral all of the service advisor trainers, all the coaches that it's the biggest thing in training and continuing education right now and in practice and in AI phone call listening studying and all that stuff that's going on. And when we tell an individual that our technology specialists will be all over that check engine light and, oh, by the way, he or she is an ASE certified, pick the name, pick the following sentence, so that individual client not only walks away knowing I'm in good hands with Allstate thing, but I've also learned something else about this shop having these people that are certified. I mean, it's like right there and we're just not doing anything with it.
It is. Well, and I think part of it is we haven't spoken about it in years in a meaningful way. You don't turn that around overnight. But I think, as Tom mentioned, that we see results. We're seeing things happen. And part of that is, it's been interesting over the past 12 months. Carm, we have so many people wanting to partner with us on talking about and promoting ASE and how working with ASE could help their business. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's the shops, but other businesses and entities in the industry that recognize that, hey, there's something going on at ASE, something different. And again, it's just reminding people of what was already there. And I think we're starting to see that. And now people want to be part of this. And hey, we're on a journey here, but we're seeing it come.
I like that.
Yeah.
Journey.
Yeah. I think ASE has been, obviously, inside the industry has been, you know, well known and everybody understands the power of it. But I think to Dave's point, he's 100% right. You know, we now have people that are coming in contact with more outside of the industry people that want to partner with ASE. And that's, I think, where, you know, running a Super Bowl ad is great, but I think that's where we'll get a lot of traction and really be able to spread the word and get things out there and get the consumer aware.
We almost have to change it at the educational level, Dave.
Well, that's absolutely right.
I can't imagine, what's the talking point to a young student who's coming into the educational process of our industry, high school and or college? What do we tell them that they need to be striving for?
Here's my thoughts. And there's lots of ways you can approach this, I'm sure. But the one that always comes to me is talking to a student. Everyone can relate to, Do you want to go to a dentist who isn't certified? Do you want to go to a doctor that hasn't been board certified? Why would you do that, right? And why should a consumer that has a vehicle that their safety and security is in your hands, why would they want something different? It just doesn't make sense when you think about it that way. We've got to help to instill that and help people remind people of that, that the fact is anybody in the country can pick up a wrench today and declare, I'm a technician and I can fix your car. And maybe they can and maybe they can't. The way you distinguish that, ASE certification.
I agree 100%. I think the days of just being able to, you know, to use your terminology, just, you know, to pick up a wrench and start working on vehicles, they're too sophisticated. There's too much going on. I think the consumer is becoming aware of that now with EVs and the rest of all the telematics that are in cars. I think they're starting to get the picture. So I think that they're starting to look for more ways to ensure that when they bring a vehicle to somebody, it's getting serviced by a proper professional.
And even as a simple example of that, Carm, you were there yesterday at the NASDEF, the meeting, to think of these professionals, you know, traditionally call them locksmiths, but I think of them as vehicle security specialists.
Yeah.
And we started these discussions last year with NASDEF and their team. They want that as an organization because, to Tom's point, just the security systems on the vehicles have become so much more complex over the years that you can't be any run-of-the-mill locksmith and do this and do it right consistently across multiple vehicle brands because they are so different and so complex.
I learned something yesterday that I did not know about. I think it was John from GM says, yeah, it takes 2 hours. That was just mind-blowing that you cannot reprogram the car so that maybe some of the thieves that were trying to do it would just finally leave.
Yeah. That's right. Just stall them out.
And the other thing that it was a big takeaway for me yesterday, guys, was 11,000 vehicle service professionals. They call them VSPs, yes. I believe, at NASDAQ. Out of, what do we have, 500,000-600,000 people that are professionals in our industry.
Yep.
And so we have some room there. And then it goes back to my crazy thinking on social media where, you know, everybody's, they get on a negative rant on the value of ASE and there's nobody that believes in it that's fighting back. And so the person who says, you know, maybe I should go for my VSPs, and then they find this crazy thread going on and says, and nobody thinks it's important. Who's the nobody that thinks it's important?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
It seems to be hard to identify them as individuals.
Yeah, it's called vetting.
It's an amorphous day.
It's called vetting. Oh, he's just a good test taker.
Yeah. And look, I'll be the first to acknowledge ASE's not perfect, and taking tests can be a miserable thing.
But we got to get behind it as an industry.
That's right. Don't throw away the thing that actually is supporting what you want to be, what you say you want to be.
The level of professionalism that needs to
help make it better. Please, that's great. But
complaining never fixed anything, right?
Hey, I want to put that on the wall. Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing is, as somebody that I've dealt with those objections before, and I've always been able to overcome them by showing them the value through, whether it's the shop owner, through the data that Dave just gave us, or just the pride part of it. The people that are in this industry, that are working on vehicles, they're proud of what they do.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to show where you are as a technician and what your skill level is.
Now look, we're up against the hard stop. So tell me, I want to ask you a question. I want to give you the final word, Dave.
Yeah.
What percentage of your people, Tom, in the shop are ASE certified?
Currently, I'm at 78%.
78%. Mm-hmm. Got masters?
Yes, I do.
How many?
One. Well, and not including myself.
Including yourself.
He's humble that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So two, technically.
So because we have that information, Dave, my question to you is, speak to the industry. Tell them why it's important.
Yeah. So look, it's important for a number of reasons, but I think one of those is for yourself. And I'm going to maybe speak to the technician side of this. So I already rattled off some of those numbers, right? Think about what that means, that 40% productivity, 60% less comebacks, 30% less attrition. What does that mean to you as a business? Now, as an individual, as a technician, I thought about this just the other day. How much does a technician spend a month on the Snap-on truck or whatever their favorite tool of choice is? You ask them, why do they do it? Why did you do that? Well, because it's going to make me more productive. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be able to fix customers' cars better. It's not just because it was awesome and cool and I wanted it. That may be the case, at least for me. I find all the rationalizations later, but it's cool and I wanted it. But there's reality in that, right? Like you buy a tool or a piece of equipment to make you more efficient. That ASE certification is a different version of the same thing. It's just another tool in your toolbox that helps to make you more productive, more efficient, a better technician. You know, you can argue about that all day long, but those numbers don't really lie. The scope and scale, yeah, they may be different depending on who you are, but it says something about that individual and the investment, maybe not in money, but in time, effort, and education to become that tool.
Thank you. Here's what I wrote down, because I'm always writing down things that flow through my head because I can't remember them from 4 seconds ago.
Amen.
And here's what, oh, thank God, I was the only one.
No.
So look, here's what I wrote down. I wrote down pride, to be proud of having these certifications, of taking the testing, and if not, continuing to take the testing and get to a master level. And the other thing I wrote down was the ownership of my continuing education. Because if you're committed to that, you talk to teach, you share, sooner or later, the ASE tests are easy and no-brainer stuff. That personally, it's not the world, it's working. I'm in this very professional career. We're in a high-tech industry. Let's realize that. This is computer science class stuff that we're doing. Yep. No one would have thought back in the day that we'd be here in such a high-tech career.
I mean, really, Carm, when you think about it, we've gone from blinking codes in the mid-80s.
Wow. Morse code.
To Wi-Fi, of course,
right.
And self-driving and EV and all that. And over the span of, 40 years, you're 100% right. No one would have ever seen this coming. And it's only going to continue to grow from here.
Mind-blowing.
I'm getting you out in time.
Well, and I'm sorry. I'm happy to come back again. I did want to put in a plug for one thing. Please stop by and see our Secret Service friends at the booth. They are fantastic guys. Those guys work their tails off. They serve. And you think about, even at that technician level, everything is about the safety and protection of others. Awesome guys. Stop by and say hi.
Dave Johnson, President, ASE. Thank you. Thank you, as always. Tom Palermo, the Apex 2025 Shop Owner of the Year. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive repair business podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. Get your episodic education on the ARPN listening app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Also, enjoy the podcast on our Carm Capriotto YouTube channel. Carm is all for advancing the professional automotive service industry. Until next time.